The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. Hey, everybody. This is the 1-800-FSR podcast coming to you live. Not really. It's recorded, that's for sure. My name is Martin, and I'm here in Wilmington, North Carolina. And today I'm joined with my partner in crime, Cameron. How are you, sir?
Doing just dim dandy, Mr. Martin Schaefer. Beautiful weather outside here in the wonderful Wilmington area. We got high of 74, 75 today.
It hit a high of 75 earlier, and we were able to deliver an expansion device via a Harley V-Rod.
Tell me it ain't so.
It is totally so. That was shortly that did that. The gentleman that takes all the time to edit us and make us sound polished and perfect was able to get on the road during a workday. To get paid to ride a Harley Davidson is certainly something that most people don't get accomplished by the time they're as young as Shortly is.
God, what a wonderful life it is.
Does that make him a professional biker?
I believe that does.
He's on a bike. He's being paid to do it.
Checks all the boxes.
He checks all the boxes. Little does he know is I'm reducing the mileage payment for that little delivery because it's, let's face it, it's getting a little better mileage on the V-Rod than
unbeatable.
So today's show is about the proper distribution of marketing material. Now you think to yourself, what a terrible title, because most of our titles are incredibly sexy. They spell out how energetic the conversation is going to be between you and me. This is kind of dry, but it's not. It's not dry because it's important, and it's been something that has been misdone for the last 10 years and is misdone to this day by most FSRs who haphazardly hand out material just because they have it in their car or just because they have it in their possession. So let's roll over the chain of events. A campaign is proposed in corporate. They design marketing materials specifically to address that campaign's needs, and then the ownership of your warehouse purchases that marketing material for you to distribute, and they send it to you, and somebody hands it to you.
I mean, you know, I mean, that's it. That's the process. I mean, they do the training per campaign, and they highlight what box.
Yep.
And describe that box of customers that marketing material. Yeah, the bucket, and. Yeah, I mean, it's wild.
They go to great lengths to tell us all that, and it doesn't matter. They even tell us in the Wizmo, in the iPad, to basically this person gets this person gets that. They go to great lengths, and then we ignore it.
Well, my favorite campaigns, especially when we do the trainings, are the national accounts. Because those, I mean, they do good telling us which one's what bucket is what, you know?
Of course.
It's pretty straightforward.
And speaking of that, you know, we're going to get into this at the beginning here. We're talking about coupons. Warning number one, do not give coupons out to national corporate accounts.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. I once had a new guy out there. We had a little trainee FSR. And I get this call from the call center saying, this is like the fourth order from AutoZone where they have a $35 off coupon. What's going on? I'm like, I call him up. I'm like, yeah, that's not right. So if you're doing that right now, cease and desist immediately. But with that said, those of you who are new are going coupons. I don't know what you're talking about. And those of you who have been here for a long time are probably saying coupons. I want them back. Well, you're wrong. Am I right?
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, we have enough of those customers that are just stuck on the coupons.
They are.
We don't want to get everybody hooked on the coupons.
And weaning them off of it is so important. It's a tool to get someone in the front door of your business. It's a tool for us to get someone to phone us instead of someone else because they're going to save some money. A consistently purchasing customer is not going to change their buying behavior based on a coupon unless they're just looking for rock bottom pricing.
And that being said, too, when you're giving a coupon to a new customer, definitely make sure you're handing with it either your business card of the warehouse manager, somebody on your CSR team, just so that way, you know, you establish that, make sure it's more of a local connection, right?
Yeah. So use it as a tool.
Exactly. Get through the door, bust your way right in.
Yeah.
Rather.
It's an incentive. It's the non-buying customer, especially a locally owned and operated customer.
Oh my.
That customer is going to be motivated because it's the owner of the company that knows that they're saving that $35. It's the same as having $35 in their pocket.
Right on.
So.
Yeah. And I would honestly just throwing in there with who to give coupons to, speaking on local shops, collision, good yep. buyers, just very rewarding. I mean, just being like, hey, you know, we don't have all the, I went to buy one store and right out front, they had this Napa know-how rocking chair. I was like, oh, okay. Y'all
swag supreme.
Yeah. Y'all are handing out rocking chairs rocking now. Chair. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. That's cool.
If they dropped off a 1-800 radiator rocking chair at his warehouse, I would be sitting in it. It would never go to a customer.
Oh my God. That'd be your new desk chair.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Every FSR has a Yeti 1-800 mug. Like,
don't lie.
Come on now.
Yeah. We know you did.
Coupons can be useful for heavy duty customers, especially the smaller heavy duty customer shops. The current campaign that we're proposing to start in late January has to do with these smaller shops. And one of the coupons is like $100 off your next 10 radiator purchases.
Massive.
Massive.
Huge.
That's a $1,000 business proposition.
Another good one I saw that we've done recently is like buy 5 radiators, get a $100 Visa vanilla gift card. Oh, who doesn't love a good gift card?
And that one is definitely going to be focused more towards the people who are making buying decisions, but aren't necessarily the owner of the company. That's a great one for those.
I mean, we're talking here. Here's some money, money, money.
Yeah.
Come get your money, money, money.
At the end of the day, the entire purpose of this podcast is to let you know that if you're out there in the field and you're handing someone a coupon, that would be better off being handed informational flyers or being handed a swag or just a pen and pad. Don't waste the coupons. If we could afford to mark every single part down by $35 or, God forbid, an HD part by $100, we already would be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
On some of these products, we're losing money with these marketing opportunities. Mm-hmm. So don't make your market a market that makes a lot of sales but no money.
I mean, it's not smart. It's acting like we don't have great pricing already. I mean,
exactly.
You ask anybody in your territory, more than half of them will say your pricing's best, if not competitive. Or competitive, if not the best.
Absolutely. And I'd say this. I'll speak honestly for Cameron and I in 455, coupons are just not a part of our day-to-day life. We don't utilize them extremely prolifically. That's the word I would use, because they're not the best.
I do have one customer, however, who does believe that for some reason coupon books were going to come back full force. So if any of y'all know anybody that can scheme up me a little one-time code that works forever, that'd be incredible. Okay. So just get back to me on that.
Yeah. The days of coupon books, all the new people are like, what is that? These are crazy thick booklets that were just money down the drain. Anyway, so in summation, this is what we're looking at. The way that you can make sure the marketing material that you have in your hands, in your possession as an FSR,
how you do it,
is to go to your leadership, go to your Martin, go to your FSR manager and say, I want to be an active participant in the ordering process of the marketing material you get me.
You're saying it's that easy. I can do all that. I can do that. And
you can.
Okay.
You can actually say, listen, I don't want that, but I do want 200 of those.
Holy smokes.
You can say that.
Now, oh, that's, hey.
If you've got a good relationship with your leadership and they trust you, then the odds are they're going to want to give you what you're going to use and what you're going to use properly.
Oh, let's go. Hey, FSRs, let's go.
Yeah.
This is big, big news.
And okay. How incredibly grateful would a person be who's sitting there and says, my underling is coming to me and asking to be play a greater role in the decision-making of the material we're buying. That's a stepping up and stepping out. That, my friend, is what we're telling you should do. Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at mark@1800fsr.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam@1800fsr.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.